Welcome, everybody. I'm here with Mariska Dunlop from Life Armor, and I'm going to ask Mariska here five questions. So, first question, what's your daily routine?
So I'd love to tell you that I get up early and do yoga and meditation, but I'm afraid that's not the reality. I have two young daughters, so like many households, it's very busy here in the mornings. My day starts with getting them up and out of the house, and then I'm generally, well, like most of the country, working from home. So I start my day probably just before nine, and then that's filled with a variety of meetings, calls. I do try, if I can, to get out for a run a couple of times a week, and you know, in between meetings. Again, that with startup life, it sometimes happens, but not always. And then, you know, back to my other job in the evenings in terms of dinners and making sure the kids are ferried to clubs, getting homework done. So it's quite a busy household.
Very glad that you're a normal person and not one of the other ones. So many people I've interviewed, they wake up at 6 o'clock and start doing yoga. I'm like, okay. Anyway, what's the best piece of advice you've received?
Well, something that I'm actually quite often saying to myself on repeat weekly is it's a marathon, not a sprint. And that is something that I'm really having to keep top of mind. Startup life is all consuming and I'm incredibly ambitious for my business. But as a solo founder of a business, you can only do so much. So it really is very much reminding myself and that yes, we're in this for the long run, and it really isn't a 100, 200 meter sprint.
So what's your favorite thing to do to relax?
So my favorite thing to do is, depending on how I'm feeling, it's one of two things. One is jumping in a bath full of magnesium salts, and that really, with my Kindle, and that really helps me unwind and just switch off, keep the phone away. Or I actually really love running as well. I find running a real tonic to clear my mind and give me some headspace. So, yeah, it depends if I can get the motivation to get up and out. But I do love it once I'm out.
What in the world annoys you?
Right. So there's many, many things that annoy me. And I think that one of the things that I'm trying really hard actually is not to be annoyed by so many things, because lots is out of our control, to be really honest. But I think something that annoys me, being a mum of two daughters, is this sort of fake world we live in, and that there's a lack of honesty around sort of the fakeness in appearance, and that children are growing up thinking that that's how people look normally. So whether that be fake eyelashes, fake tan, there's nothing wrong with any of it. And if that's what people want to do, but I think it's the honesty around that I haven't just rolled out of bed and look like this, you know, there's quite a lot of effort and cost that goes into those sorts of things. And I think a more real version of what normal looks like is important.
So what are you most proud of?
Two things I'm most proud of. One are my two daughters and watching the little people that they are becoming. And the other one, which is really my third baby, is my business. Launching your own business is a pretty huge undertaking. And I'm really proud that I've, you know, done it and achieved what I've achieved in such a short space of time.
And we will be talking more about Life Armor in the podcast that's going to come up now. So for all of you regular listeners, as you know, the podcast, the main event, will be out on Sunday. So listen to that. And I'll be talking to Mariska about Life Armor, her journey from corporate world into a startup and the world of supplements. Thanks for listening to the podcast. If you like what you hear, then please subscribe. We're the Atom Ventures podcast, and you can find us on Stitcher, Spotify, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, all the great podcasting sites. Please also leave a review. And if you want to get in contact, then please visit our site, atomcto.com. You can find us on LinkedIn under Atom Ventures and Atom CTO. And you can email us at info@atomcto.com.